If you look at the 10 hottest years ever measured, they've all occurred in the last 14 years. And the hottest of all was 2005.
Despite the fact that An Inconvenient Truth is basically a glorified slideshow, narrated by a former vice president not known for his acting skills, the movie ranked in the top 10 last weekend for box office receipts, raking in almost $2 million. It's possible Al Gore's self-deprecating humor is helping push those numbers.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America.
But the film's early success is significant, considering it's only opened in 77 theaters compared to the more than 3,000 where the number one grossing movie, the romantic comedy, The Breakup, was playing. It's also attracting more crowds per theater than another film about climate change. The animated children's movie Ice Age Meltdown 2, that features cute little animals trying to survive the melting of the polar ice caps.
Maybe we can rapidly evolve into water creatures.
That's geniuses. Call me Quinn.
UW-Madison climatologist Jonathan Foley says he thinks Gore's movie is popular because it takes a distinctly non-Hollywood approach to a serious subject.
You know, instead of doing the Hollywood version of, like, The Day After Tomorrow, where we, you know, wipe out New York with ice sheets or some nonsense, instead, this is taking the science seriously and trying to be honest with Americans and not assuming that they're stupid, which a lot of Hollywood action films do, I'm afraid. I think this is a good turn of events, both from a policy point of view, but also just from an education and kind of a greater democracy point of view.
Foley says the movie gets the science right by explaining how burning fossil fuels is contributing to global warming. On the political front, the online liberal group MoveOn.org has launched a campaign to get as many people as possible to see the film. Spokesperson Eli Pariser says its success at the box office could translate into political action to slow climate change.
I think a lot of people are watching this movie to see if it does well or if it's a dud, and they're going to, rightly or wrongly, take those numbers and use them to decide if people care about global warming or not. This gives people one more reason to vote for folks who support cleaner, energy-independent future.
The film does have its drawbacks, according to climatologist Foley. He says it's long on the coming crisis and short on solutions.
The criticisms of this movie are that it's mainly focusing on the problem of climate change and, you know, very clearly portraying, you know, our role as a civilization in causing global warming, but not so much on what the solutions actually are. Maybe that'll be the sequel.
An Inconvenient Truth opens in Milwaukee today and in Madison and six other Wisconsin cities next weekend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.